The escape of six Palestinian inmates from one of Israel's highest security prisons prompted shock and embarrassment in Israel and celebration among Palestinians. For Hassan Medawi, it also prompted memories.
Our feelings were all over the place. One minute we'd think we're caught and it's over, and then feel more confident, especially after inspections failed to reveal our plans.
Medawi was convicted as a teenager in 1990 of stabbing and wounding an Israeli settler and setting two buses on fire. He was sentenced to 17 years. But in 1996, he and a cellmate escaped after months of laborious tunneling.
There was no room for despair. We used to dig with a nail. Some days we hardly dug out an ashtray load of concrete. It took us 54 days to get through the slab. We were four people, but two of our colleagues thought we were closer to failure than freedom, so they went back. We had worked for months. Going back was not an option.
The cellmates headed for the occupied West Bank, contacting just one trusted friend who helped sustain them as they hid for a week in a cave. For Medawi, it was a start of a year on the run before his eventual recapture.
Time on the run was very difficult. It was nowhere near normal. Still, much better than jail, where we would wish to sit under the shade of a tree.
Four of the six recent escapees were recaptured within days, still inside northern Israel, apparently exhausted and unsupported.
Until they left the tunnel, it was flawless. I can't judge because I'm not familiar with the conditions surrounding their escape. But if I were in their shoes, I would have fled to the Jenin refugee camp and let the Israelis know I'm there. Everyone would have been held responsible. The people would have protected them.
In the end, the final two prisoners were rearrested in Jenin without the firefight some had predicted. Lawyers and family members of four of the six say they were beaten during their arrest, then questioned for hours and deprived of sleep. Medawi says he suffered similar treatment. His jail term was extended by 2 years.
If I had my time again, I would do it again, no question. Why? Because we have a strong faith in freedom, to seek it as individuals and as a collective.
The recent escapees have also said their time on the run, short as it was worth it. Israel has welcomed the end of this latest escape saga, Palestinians still celebrating that it happened at all. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, in the occupied West Bank.